Good morning. You are tuned in to another edition of River Radio here on KSJD. Today is Thursday, December 8th, 2016, and I'm your host, Sam Carter. Today is the last show of the year for River Radio, and in doing that, we are going to have a return guest. Our guest today is Katrina Grants. She joined us about a year and a half ago. Katrina works for the Bureau of Reclamation up in Salt Lake City. She has a long job title. She is the chief of the adaptive management group for the Bureau in the Upper Colorado region and also the program manager for the Glen Canyon Dam Adaptive Management Project. Katrina, good morning and welcome to River Radio.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Great. So we have you on the phone today to talk about the high flow experiment that is happening or that just happened in November in the Grand Canyon on the Colorado River. Can you tell us about the high flow experiment and what that is and some of the details?
Sure. Yeah, a high flow experiment is an experiment that we've been doing in the Grand Canyon for the past several years. And it's during a high flow experiment, we release a large amount of water from Glen Canyon Dam, more than we normally would otherwise. And what this does is it stirs up sediment in the canyon and deposits it on beaches, creating sandbars and habitat for wildlife and for the canyon.
And how, when you say the water, you increase the water flow, what's the normal flows in the canyon and what are you increasing it to and how long do you keep it there?
Sure, yeah. So the experiment that we did this past November, November 7th through 12th, lasted about 5 days total, including ramp up, 4 days on peak. And we started ramping up from 9,000 CFS, and then we ramped all the way up to 36,000 CFS. That's cubic feet per second. And then ramped back down at the end of the 4 days. So normal operations in November would typically be about a third of that total amount. So we increased the releases significantly to get as much possible out of the dam for this experiment.
And why is that needed to have such a high flow? What's the relationship between a high flow and sediment movement?
Yeah, so and when we have a large burst of water go through the canyon, that's enough to mobilize the sediment and not just move it downstream to downstream into Lake Mead, but rather when we have a large burst, that's enough to lift it up through the water column and deposit it onto the beaches rather than just washing it downstream.
And so you do this for 5 days. If you did it for longer, if you did it for, let's say, 3 weeks, would it just flush the canyon of sediment? So is there a strategy in there that you do it for a few days and that allows it to drop out and stay in the canyon?
That's absolutely correct, right. So if we did sustained, very long releases, we would continue to wash that sediment down. And so really it's a strategy to bring it up, deposit it, park it on the beaches, and then return to normal operations.
And how do you have any idea when the right time to shut that water off is?
We use modeling, and then we continue. The reason it's called an experiment is we continue to monitor both the sandbars, the sediment transport, as well as the other resources in the canyon. Sometimes this past experiment was 4 days on peak, and we can also do it for, it's up to 4 days, and we can also do it if we don't have enough sediment in the canyon to support that, then we would do it for a shorter period of time.
So tell us more about the sediment. We're talking, this high flow experiment is done to move sediment. Tell us what you mean by sediment, where it comes from, why it needs to move, and why there isn't sufficient flow to move it, what I would say, naturally.
Sure, yeah. So about 90% of the sediment that used to flow through the Grand Canyon is blocked by Glen Canyon Dam and really Lake Powell behind it. So the sand and sediment that comes through the Colorado River, typically when it hits Lake Powell, it falls out kind of at the entrance to Lake Powell. So now we are doing what we can with the sediment inputs below Glen Canyon Dam. Most of that sediment comes in from the Paria River. When that comes in is when, after that comes in, we then do a larger release from Glen Canyon to park it up on these beaches.
So if there's only input coming from Paria, the Paria River, and lots of the other, the more kind of natural input was coming from the Colorado, just now being caught in Lake Powell. Is there a great deficiency in sediment input happening to that river in the Grand Canyon?
So a lot of the sediment is, most of the sediment is blocked by the dam. So what we're doing is that we're doing what we can with the Paria. There's also sediment coming in from the Little Colorado, so the other tributaries below there. So with the amount that we get in, we maximize our what we can do with it through these high flow experiments.
Okay, so then can you give us some details on the benefit of moving the sediment? I mildly have this vision of dump trucks moving sediment around, and I know that's not what it looks like. It's a river moving sediment. But what is the benefit for beaches, for other factors? Is there benefit for wildlife and for the plants that are in the river corridor?
Sure, right. So through some of this, I should point out, too, that some of the beaches are built up and other beaches are eroded more through these high-flow experiments. So overall, the results are over the past few that we've done have shown that overall beaches are built up. That provides habitat for wildlife. It provides backwater habitat for aquatic resources. It provides camping beaches for recreationists in the Grand Canyon. So those are kind of the primary benefits of rebuilding these sandbars and beaches in the Grand Canyon.
And how are you analyzing this, your work? How do you go back and find out how effective this work is?
Yeah, so it's not the Bureau of Reclamation. We are part of this adaptive management program, but really it's the USGS, and they have a team called the Grand Canyon Monitoring and Research Center. And they go out and they collect data periodically throughout. They have many river trips throughout the year where they're collecting data prior to, actually during the HF, the high flow experiment, and also directly after the high flow experiment. And so they look at physical and biological resources in the river and in the whole Colorado ecosystem down in the Grand Canyon there. So they're collecting data on sediment transport, on sandbar sizes. They have cameras that take pictures of the sandbars. They also, of course, look at water flow and quality. These scientists from the Grand Canyon Monitoring and Research Center also look at biological resources like fish numbers, their sizes, movement, the aquatic food base. So they're collecting a lot of data, and then throughout the year they are analyzing the results of this high flow experiment, as well as sort of the cumulative effect of these few high flow experiments that we've been doing.
Do you folks gather any anecdotal data from the river guide community that works in the canyon?
Sure, absolutely. So this Glen Canyon Dam Adaptive Management Program, there is the river guides are members of this program and this adaptive management working group, and so they provide feedback on the HFEs. I would say that the river guides have generally been very supportive of HFEs because it does provide help rebuild these beaches that are important for camping, as well as just the general health and ecosystem of the Grand Canyon.
Do you have your next high flow experiment scheduled?
We do not. The interesting thing about high flow experiments is we can do them in the springtime or in the fall, but really we only do them if there's sufficient sediment to support it, because we don't want to undo the work of a previous high flow experiment. So only if there's enough sediment there to actually move it and park it on beaches would we do a high flow experiment. So we can do them in the spring or in the fall, and we just continue to monitor the sediment that is coming into the system. And if there is enough, then we would do it.
So my last question, probably the biggest question, and it needs the shortest answer. What's the general health of the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon right now? Again, shorter answer, please.
I think that we are moving in the right direction. I feel that the Colorado River and the Grand Canyon are extremely important to our way of life and our identity in the West, and these high flow experiments are a great example of what we can do to preserve the health of the Colorado River.
All right. Katrina, thanks so much for being on River Radio with us today. Folks, this is Sam Carter. We've been talking with Katrina Grants from the Bureau of Reclamation about the high flow experiment through the Grand Canyon that happened in November of 2016. Katrina, have a great holiday. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. And thanks to Tom Yoder for production. And thanks to Austin Cope. And back over to you, Austin.